It has been difficult to estimate the economic toll of Tuesday's attack, beginning in New York City and shuttering all across the country and even overseas. Our business commentator, Joe Nocera, is executive editor at Fortune Magazine and joins us from New York. Joe, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Scott.
I know this is a community you know well, and we're going to have a business-like discussion, if you please, but these are people you know and cover.
That's really true, Scott. I mean, you know, in our office at Fortune, we put an issue out last night, and all week we've been hearing from, in my office, there are people who've lost friends, there are people whose friends have lost relatives. It's been hard, and part of it is, you know, Wall Street is usually such a callous place. You know, every time there's a tragedy, you know, 15 minutes later, you know, there are tasteless jokes going from firm to firm and trader to trader. And that's one of the things you really notice. No jokes. There are no jokes.
How does a business rebuild? In fact, we have seen total businesses destroyed, really.
Well, this is kind of a strange thing about Wall Street, Scott. I mean, ever since the 1987 market crash, and then following on that, the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, Wall Street has been really good about creating backup systems and contingency plans. And, I mean, the rubble down there is so awesome and so horrible that Verizon, whose telephone lines are really important, they can't get to their manholes to even look at what's been destroyed underneath it. And yet, Scott, almost no data has been permanently lost in the community of Wall Street. It's almost all backed up. And I'll give you the most startling example of Cantor Fitzgerald, by far the most decimated firm in the entire thing. They have 680 employees are missing out of something like 1,000. They traded some bonds on Thursday. And they have a completely automated bond trading system now. They're a very important force in the marketplace. Nobody's ever heard of them before, but they really are. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be up and running, at least partially, when the market reopens. When the market reopens on Monday. Here's another horrible irony.
Yeah.
They lost 150 bond traders, and they're not going to replace them because they've got this automated system that they were trying to move their customers to anyway.
This is something I think we almost need to remind ourselves of. Is there was a time when the World Trade Center was coming into existence when there was some sympathy in the financial community for actually leaving Manhattan and setting up shop in New Jersey. New Jersey made a good offer to the stock exchange. The office space was cheaper. And you have to wonder, when firms are rebuilding now, are they necessarily going to choose to be in a signature building, a symbol, if you please, that might feel vulnerable to attack in the heart of the financial center of the United States? Or is it, all things considered, easier to rebuild somewhere else?
Well, there's a lot of question about that, Scott. I mean, I don't think anybody right now, it's way too early to tell, but I don't think anyone right now certainly expects that you know, giant skyscrapers are going to go up down on Wall Street. But there's also a lot of question about whether firms that had offices in lower Manhattan, you know, even if you're in a building that's going to ultimately turn out to be habitable again, will want to go back there for psychological reasons. I mean, if you sat across the World Trade Center, and I know some people who did, and saw the plane crash into the building and are haunted by memories of people jumping off the building, you don't want to go back there. The psychological scars are huge. You know, Rudy Giuliani is already trying to keep the firms in the city, but not necessarily in lower Manhattan. The rent situation is going to be horrible, really, because they've lost 10% of the office space of New York City is gone.
Yeah.
So it seems inevitable that there will be some movement out of the city. But I think as an act of sort of patriotism to New York and so on, firms are not going to be anxious to jump out of the city because they don't want to send that kind of signal.
Joe, Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Oh, thanks, Scott, for having me.
Joe Nocera, who is executive editor of Fortune magazine.